Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's being part of my day. Very excited about continuing to be with you. Chris Muscovitas is with us. Chris is a new friend. He's president of TMG eMedia, a cybersecurity consulting firm that specializes in working with companies, with the government, as well as the industry. He's been working as in computer systems as an expert for many decades. He's the author of a new book called Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. That's you and me. He's here to talk to us about this big topic, this multi-billion dollar topic. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And so I've been covering this issue for a long time. I helped IBM roll out one of their big projects back in the last decade. I've talked about this cybersecurity with dozens of experts on this topic, and I always like meeting folks like you who can bring new perspectives and help us and reinforce what we already know and what we already need to know. But what's been interesting to me, Chris, has been the numbers. When I started working with IBM, say, I'm going to say 10 years ago, maybe 12, on this, they were measuring the industry in terms of tens of millions. It was like, you know, it was like, I forgot, it was a really low number. But now that number is off the charts, isn't it? The cost of this.
That's right.
Of cybersecurity. Tell the audience what the number is.
Oh, my God. The numbers are now in the billions. And certainly your work and through your program and through your advocacy is you're literally doing God's work, because one of the biggest failings that we have as professional and as business owners is we are not aware of the subject. We consider it to be foreign, and we're not connected with it, so we're not paying attention to it. And as a result, we suffer the consequences.
One number I saw was $2 trillion. And I think what I remember now, the number was not millions. It was like 50-60 billion a dozen years ago, and now it's over $2 trillion, folks. That's a lot of, and that's not a new industry that created something from nothing. That's an industry that sucks $2 trillion out of companies. That's opportunity lost.
Right.
That's the good guys giving their money up to the bad guys, right?
Yeah, it is the cost of a breach. Cumulatively all over the world, it's in the trillions. It's in billions in the United States, to be sure. It costs a lot of money to recover after a cybersecurity incident, irrespective of what size it is.
So tell us what you see. What are you seeing out there? What does the landscape look like right now? Where do you see the most activity going? What are some of the new iterations of cyber breaches? Tell us about that.
Well, the biggest threat, first of all, there's a lot of changes that are happening in the cyber attack world. So hackers are getting extraordinarily well organized. Organized crime has moved into the cybersphere. You have extraordinarily well taught and managed cyber criminals from countries with no extradition treaties. Yes, very, very sophisticated. I mean, there's hacker universities, there's hacker support groups.
Wow.
Now you can even get cyber crime as a service. You can go to the dark web, and literally for a few $100s, you can get yourself a hack to make somebody's life miserable.
Wow.
Again, organized crime has moved to it, and why has that happened? It's because that's where the money is.
So you can take out a cyber hit on somebody.
Oh, absolutely. Very easily and for very little money.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a very serious consideration. The other issue is, and something that's it's becoming then number two threat, is what we call the insider threat, and that is the famous the phone call is coming from inside the house. Remember that line
right.
from the movie?
Yeah,
that's exactly what the insider threat is about, and it's complicated because sometimes it is accidental. Sometimes it's quite intentional, either because somebody is in your company and wants to steal your intellectual property, or because somebody's desperate. They can be.
Or they're mad at you. I mean, one of the things I reported on a few years ago was an employee got mad, a person who knew how to do this sort of thing, got mad at the company, and before they left, they planned a bomb that would go off a year from now.
Those would allow breaches to happen,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a certain degree of sophistication associated with that, but you can do things that are a lot easier.
Hold on to that thought, Chris. We've got to take a quick break. Chris Moskowitz, ladies and gentlemen, will be back with us after the break. His new book is called Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. We're going to talk about what you and I can do to protect ourselves.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.